Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma's weed improvement team, led by state weed breeder Dr. Brett Carver, is one of the most celebrated and distinguished genetic programs in the industry, constantly developing new weed varieties that empower growers and help them produce the highest quality, highest yielding crops by reducing the effects of our region's unique environmental challenges. Invested in that work are the farmers themselves. Oklahoma Wheat Commissioner Michael Peters says it's worth every penny.
The investment the Oklahoma Wheat Commission makes with the breeding team in Oklahoma State is very important for the Oklahoma wheat producer. As we all know, the environment constantly changing. So from that standpoint, it's great for the Oklahoma farmers, and it's constantly something we have to keep up with. And that's things that Brett Carver has his team doing. And in order to do that research, it takes time, but it also takes investment. And that investment comes from the Oklahoma wheat producer with their checkoff. I really wish that every wheat producer could come up here to Oklahoma State and go through some of the facilities and see what they do, because it really is amazing work they are doing for us.
To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
Cattle futures market bounced back today in all but the March feeders. That was the only contract lower, and it was 55 lower at 141. We expire in about 2 weeks on the 28th on that March feeder cattle contract. Currently, the feeder cattle index is 139.08, which was up 4 cents yesterday, so it's significantly lower than the March feeders, and that's weighing that down. April feeders are 65 higher at 144.75. May's 40 higher at 146.47. So getting back some of the previous losses. Live cattle bouncing today as well. April live cattle 80 higher at 127.47. There's been some 127 trade around Nebraska and Texas and even here in Oklahoma. So that's kind of what we're pegging at April. We still got over a month and a half to go until that thing expires, but we're right in line with where we need to be there. June live cattle $1.07 higher. It's the strongest contract here at 120.40. Box beef retreated slightly at midday, down 40 on choice at 227.84. Select down 3 cents at 219.25. OKC West yesterday was 14,349 head. Steers were called by the USDA 3 to 7 cents lower. Packer margins and feed closeout margins are still just above $100 a head, so profitable there.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Mixed day for grain futures. Corn was 3 cents higher, beans about two lower, Chicago wheat 3 to 5 higher, and Kansas City unchanged to a half lower. So all over the board for the grains. Cotton today also down 40 to 50 cents. December 19, 74.04, 75 cents lower. Kind of the early talk chatter today was the fact that Trump has now said that he has no timetable and is not in any hurry on the Russia or U.S. and China trade deal. Kind of keeps pushing that back. You know, March 27th was the first so-called date, and then that's come and gone. Now it looks like maybe even April's out of the picture. And then there's some chatter about just walking away from the deal altogether. So I think that's that. Some people are bored with that whole narrative, but I think that the markets are really waiting for any sort of news on that. We also had Algeria overnight. Looks like they're buying some more French wheat, a pretty substantial amount. Not only an amount, but also a pretty substantial discount to what we sell it for here in the United States. So that's kind of disheartening here and could keep a lid on any sort of grain rally. We had an export report this morning, which was bearish for wheat and corn. It was neutral for soybeans. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.